In this tutorial, we will review the setup and features of the Immunizations and Injection Screens Series View. The Series View of the Immunization and Injections Summary Screen. The Series View of the Immunization and Injection Summary Screen. The Series View of the Immunization and Injection Summary Screen is organized by vaccine groups in accordance with the recommended immunization schedules from the Centers for Disease Control. Each vaccine group shows the standard number of vaccinations that are required according to the CDC schedule. This view will allow you to easily track the patient's immunization status for each vaccination group. Please note that because the CDC recommends that the influenza vaccine be administered yearly, there is no immunization schedule limit associated with the influenza vaccination group. The left side of the Series View Summary Screen displays the vaccine groups. The left side of the Series View Summary Screen displays the vaccine groups. The column to the right of the vaccine group displays the product name of the vaccination that was given. These product names pull directly from the CPT code master file. In the same column, if a vaccination is still required, the vaccine add links will display in blue. The ad links indicate the number of doses that are still required according to the CDC's recommendations. If an immunization has been refused, a link to the refused vaccination will display in the type of vaccine column. A link to the refused vaccination will display in the type of vaccine column. Any additional ad links that were required will disappear after an immunization has been refused. However, if a vaccination of this group is administered after the time of the refusal, all of the necessary links will reappear. All of the necessary links will reappear to complete the immunization series. The given column will display the date that the vaccine was administered. If a vaccination is refused, then the date of the refusal will display in this column. The column to the right will display the vaccine lot number. The VIS date column should display the addition date that is printed on the vaccine information statements. All VIS addition dates should be entered in the immunization master file. All VIS addition dates should be entered in the immunization master file. All VIS addition dates should be entered in the immunization master file. If no addition date exists for the VIS in the master file, then the MedEnt document date will default into the column, which will be indicated by an asterisk. If no addition date exists for the VIS in the master file, then the MedEnt document date will default into the column, which will be indicated by an asterisk. Finally, the administered column will display the user who administered the vaccination. To record a vaccination using the series view, scroll to the correct vaccine group and click on the next add link in the series. You can also add a new immunization by clicking on the new button at the bottom of the screen. When the immunization selection pop-up appears after clicking the new button, all of the vaccinations that are enabled in your CPT code master file will display. All of the vaccinations that are enabled in your CPT code master file will display. The new button can be used to find a vaccine when continuing a vaccination group that was previously refused. The new button can be used to find a vaccine when continuing a vaccination group that was previously refused. When an add link is clicked on, the immunization and injection selection pop-up will appear. This pop-up will only display the CPT codes that have been assigned to the vaccine group in your immunization master file. This pop-up will only display the CPT codes that have been assigned to the vaccination group in your immunization master file. When you select the type of vaccination that is being administered, you will be prompted to select from a list of options. That will allow you to provide the VIS document to the patient. The immunization detail screen is organized into different sections to help your office easily record and review all of the information for the individual vaccination. The immunization detail screen is organized into different sections. The immunization detail screen is organized into different sections to help your office easily record and review all of the information for the individual vaccination. The information that is recorded on this screen will correspond with all of the information displayed on the Series View Summary screen. The information that is recorded on this screen will correspond with all of the information displayed. The information that is recorded on this screen will correspond with all of the information displayed on the Series View Summary screen. When a new immunization record is created, the ordered status in the top. When a new immunization record is created, the ordered status on the top right of the. The ordered status in the top right corner of the screen. The ordered status in the top right corner of the screen will default to today's date and time. The ordered status in the top right corner of the screen will default to the date. The ordered status on the top. The ordered status on the. The ordered status in the top right corner of the screen will default to the current day's date and time. Will default to the current day's date and time. The ordered status in the top right corner of the screen will default to the current day's date and time. The refused field is where you would indicate if the patient has chosen to decline a certain immunization. When the refused field is clicked on, your system's current date and time will be recorded, and any information entered into the immunization section will be removed. When the refused field is clicked on, your system's current date and time will be recorded, and any information entered into the immunization section will be removed. When the refused field is clicked on, your system's current date and time will be recorded, and any information entered into the immunization section will be removed. The Series View Summary screen will reflect any. God damn it. The Series View Summary screen will reflect any inf. God. The Series View Summary screen will reflect any immunization refusals that are recorded on this screen. The Series View Summary screen will reflect any immunization refusals that are recorded on this screen. If necessary, you can click the Refused link again to re-access all of the fields and continue with the vaccination. Clicking the administered link will also record your system's current date and time. Clicking the administered link will also record your system's current time and date as the time that the immunization was given. Clicking the administered link will also record your system's current time and date as the time that the immunization is given. Clicking the administered link will also record your system's current time and date as the time that an immunization is given. The notification section will display the patient's allergies. You can click over the allergies link to access the patient's allergy summary screen. The immunization and injection section is where all of the specific vaccination information will be contained, including the manufacturer, the vaccine's lot number, and the diluent lot number. It is very important that the information recorded in this area is reviewed with the information on the actual immunization for proper documentation. Below the immunization and injection section is the links section. The links section will allow you to link different items to the immunization, such as a triage, a VIS document, or a school or university immunization record. When you have included all of the information needed at the immunization detail screen, you can click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to successfully record the vaccination administration.
Holy shit.
The new vaccination will be listed in the appropriate immunization series along with the information that was entered at the detail screen. When using the immunization series view, it is very important that all of the VIS document addition. When using the immunization series view, it is very important that all VIS addition dates are set up and entered correctly. and entered correctly. Are set up and entered correctly. When using the immunization series view, it is very important that all VIS document addition dates are set up and entered correctly. After you have received and scanned in an updated vaccination information statement, After you have received and scanned in an updated vaccination information statement from the CDC, the VIS addition date must be set up within the immunization master file. After you have received and scanned in an updated vaccination information statement from the CDC, the VIS addition date must be set up within the immunization master file. From the main menu, click the Medical Records button, and when the Medical Records screen appears, select Medical Master Files. At the Medical Master Files screen, you can click the All Orders menu button or click the Immunization and Injection link to bypass the Orders menu. At the Medical Master Files screen, you can click the All Orders menu button or click the Immunization and Injection link to bypass the Orders menu. At the Immunization Options menu, select the Immunization Master File. The Immunization Master File is a list of CPT codes that have been identified as immunizations in the CPT code master file. The Immunization Master File is a list of CPT codes that have been identified as immunizations in the CPT code master file. A checkbox on the right side of the listing will indicate if a VIS document has been associated with the vaccine. A checkbox on the right side of the listing will indicate if a VIS document has been associated with the vaccine. When you have found the vaccination needed, click over it and the group setup screen will appear. When you have found the vaccination needed, click over it and the group setup screen will appear. From here, you can assign the vaccine to a vaccine group, which will determine its placement in the series view. Please note, vaccines can be assigned to multiple From here, you can assign the vaccine to a vaccine group, which will determine its placement in the series view. Please note, vaccines can be assigned to multiple groups, and that a polyvalent vaccination should be assigned to each vaccine group that it is designed to cover. Click the Add VIS document link. Click the Add VIS document link, and the VIS document selection pop-up will appear. This pop-up will list all of the documents in the system that you have designated as a VIS. Select the appropriate document or documents, and click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the pop-up. Select the appropriate document or documents, and click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the pop-up. You will return to the group setup screen. You will return to the group setup screen where you should enter the document date under the VIS date column. You will return to the group setup screen where you should enter the document date under the VIS date column. The correct VIS edition date is a date determined by the CDC, which is printed on the bottom corner of the document. When you have completed the vaccines group, The correct VIS edition date is a date determined by the CDC, which is printed on the bottom corner of the document. When you have completed the vaccines group, when you have completed the vaccines group setup, click the back button in the top left corner of the screen. To return to the immunization master file to continue with any other vaccination setups. This concludes the immunization series view overview. This concludes the immunization series view overview video tutorial.